Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
We meet again, young listeners. I'm so glad you've returned. Today, our quest continues with much more to be learned. Our brave young knight discovers when we learn to face our fears. Sometimes one door closes and another one appears. Not all change is bad, you see. In times, your views may shift. What once had seemed so terrible turns out to be a gift. So let's get started. Settle in. We don't want to be late. We're needed back in Camelot, where noble knights await.
We have nothing to eat.
Isla, I know you're upset, but please don't slam the fridge door like that.
Sorry, Mom. I'm just so frustrated.
I know, Isla. I'm sorry you didn't make the basketball team today. But at least you tried your best, right?
Apparently, my best isn't good enough. I know what it is. I'm too short.
Did the coach say that?
Not exactly, but it's so obvious. Everyone who made the team is a foot taller than me.
Oh, well, why don't you try out for a different sport? There are lots of sports where height doesn't matter.
Like what?
How about... let me think. What about tennis? Or swimming? Julie's mom told me they need more kids to join the swim team, and you're such a strong swimmer.
Swimming? Ugh. I wanted to be on the basketball team. If I can't play basketball, then I don't want to do anything. You don't understand.
I do understand, honey. It never feels good not to get something you wanted. What can I do to cheer you up? How about some ice cream?
I don't know if ice cream will help right now.
Ice cream always helps. Come on, a big waffle cone with chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream with chocolate syrup?
Well, actually, now that you mention it, that sounds kind of good. Maybe ice cream does always help.
That's what I thought. Run upstairs and grab a sweatshirt. We can walk over to the ice cream parlor.
Huh? What's this? A shiny penny! Mom, did you leave money for me on the stairs?
What? I can't hear you, Isla. Did you say you want honey on your pears?
Never mind. A lucky penny from Merlin. I can totally squeeze in a quick trip to Camelot before getting ice cream. It's not like time passes at home while I'm gone. I'll just hold the penny and say the magic words. Find a penny, hold it tight, I wish for Camelot with all my might.
And here she is, our newest knight. It's great to have you back in sight.
Merlin, thanks for leaving me a lucky penny. I really needed it today. I'm sure sometime in Camelot will cheer me up. But hey, wait a minute. Where are we?
This is Lake Avalon, a magical place where people come from all over Camelot to pray and reflect. The waters are even blessed with healing powers.
Wow, this might be the most beautiful lake I've ever seen. Oh, look, There's Pen and his knight splashing around in the water. Pen! Hey, Pen! It's me, Isla!
Hello, Knight Isla! Come join us for a swim. You do know how to swim, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a good swimmer. My mom sometimes jokes that I learned to swim before I could walk.
Like a little fish.
I guess.
If anyone wants to be turned into a fish, I can do that.
Pen, come on. Introduce us to your fishy friend.
You're too impatient, Kay. Isla, meet my brother, Kay. And these two knights over here are my best friends and two of the finest knights in my court, Gawain and Tristan.
Lovely to meet you, m'lady.
I should say.
Pleasure's mine. Also, I'm quite a bit finer as a knight than Gawain, but you didn't hear that from me.
You just said it out loud, Triss. We all heard it.
Oops, that I did. The truth will out.
And since the truth does always come out, might as well be clear. I'm Penn's foster brother.
You silly oaf, Kay. Isla, remember how I mentioned I grew up in the country? Known as the Potato King?
Yes.
Penn is a king among men, Isla. Our relationship stays strong, even though he's royalty now. And I remain steadfastly his older, stronger, wiser, and more handsome brother.
Well, you're right about being brothers, but the rest is definitely up in the air, Kay. Anyway, everyone, this is Isla. She's the one I told you about. The very first girl knight in Camelot. She's an excellent sword fighter, and apparently, she's a good swimmer, too.
Hi, everyone.
Nice to meet you, Isla. Good swimmer, eh? Wanna have a swimming race? Rumor has it, I'm the fastest swimmer in Camelot.
You're the one who started that rumor, Kay.
Well, I didn't bring my swimsuit or I would totally race against you, Kay. And I'd win, too.
Wowee! This Isla has got some serious moxie. But since she can't race me, we'll all just have to agree that I'm the best swimmer.
No way!
There is another who can't be beat. You should ask if he'll compete. I speak of Tom, the blacksmith's son. You want a race? Then he's the one.
Oh, is that so, old wizard? We'll see about that. Where is that blacksmith's son, anyways? If Tom says yes, then it's on. And when I win?
If you win.
When I win, you'll tell everyone that Sir Kay the Courageous is the fastest knight on land and in water. Ah, I've spotted Tom. He's over by the stony pier. Hey, Tom, I have a challenge for you.
Who is Tom? Is he a knight too?
No, Tom's the blacksmith's son and he lives in the village. Unfortunately, he hurt his leg when he was young, so he can't train with my other knights.
Oh, poor Tom. That's so sad.
Cheer up, Isla. Let not sorrow impart. Tom too shall rise as a knight with a valiant heart.
But I thought he couldn't become a knight because of his leg?
Not quite what was said, for Tom cannot train. He'll never run without some pain, but swimming shall be his saving grace. For Sir Kay is going to lose this race, and just like you, Tom's heart is true. There's many more things he still can do. He'll learn to make the finest swords for all the knights and all the lords. And he will earn the right to claim the title knight before his name.
Wow, I'm so glad to hear that.
Hi, Isla. This is Tom. Tom, meet Isla. Arthur recently knighted her.
That I did.
Hi, Tom. It's nice to meet you.
Hello, Isla. Nice to meet you, too. And congratulations on becoming a knight. I'd love to chat with you all, but Sir Kay has just challenged me to a swimming race, and he won't take no for an answer.
Sounds like my brother, all right.
Come on, Tom. See that blossoming tree on the island in the middle of the lake? First one to swim out there and bring one of its blossoms back to this shore wins. I'll even give you a 10-second head start.
No need for a head start, Sir Kay. I may not be as fast as you on land, but I'm a strong swimmer.
Psh, we'll see about that.
Yes, we will. Good luck.
Okay, boys, it's time for the show. On your mark now, get set, get ready, and go!
Wow, you weren't kidding, Merlin. Tom is cutting through the water like a sailfish. Kay won't like losing. Is he always so competitive?
Just to make the others laugh, Kay never does a thing by half. He's never wrong and always right, and never will he turn down a fight. If he's lost, he'll say he's won, but here's the thing. It's all in fun. He's loyal and his heart is kind. A truer friend you will not find.
That's one way to put it, Merlin. I was just gonna say, yes, Kay's super competitive, but he's always a good sport. I'm very lucky I got to grow up with him as my brother. Just don't tell him I said that.
Oh, look! Tom reached the island first. He's going to pluck the blossom from the tree, and... Whoa! What was that? Did anyone else see that mystical light vortex thing? What's happening?
Knights, prepare thyselves! Magic is afoot!
We are ready, King Arthur.
Always at thy service, my liege.
Look at the island! Tom and Kay are yelling and waving at us, but I can't hear any sound. It looks like they can't get back in the water.
Oh, dearie. Looks like they've triggered a magical barrier and are trapped on the island. Not to worry. Time for this old wizard to go help out. Off we go, Isla.
Hey, where'd they go?
Why don't you two brave knights swim out to the island and see? I'll keep watch on the lake shore in case they return.
As you command, my king. I can barely tell what's happening over on the island, but it doesn't look like a good time. Is that tree yelling?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Which knight dares to steal a flower from one of my branches?
The tree is yelling at us. The tree is yelling at us!
Yeah, I know. I can hear the tree too, Kay.
I'm yelling at you both. Stop interrupting me, please.
Oh, great tree. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you were alive.
Of course I'm alive. My flowers are blooming and flowering, are they not?
Blooming and so very beautiful. Oh, great tree, please forgive us. It was not Tom's fault. I challenged him to a race to the island and to pluck a flower from your glorious branches.
My branches are indeed glorious. Thank you very much. And I do love when knights try to flatter me. But no one shall take a flower from my glorious branches without solving one of my riddles.
Oh, sorry, Tree. I'm actually not a knight. Riddles? Oh, I'm not the biggest fan of riddles. Wait, what happens if we guess incorrectly?
Then you both will remain here on my island forever.
Great, Tree. Did you say forever? Are you sure you didn't mean to say a day, maybe 30 minutes?
No, I meant forever. So, are you ready for the riddle, my swift swimmers? Here it is. What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in a thousand years?
Dragons! Sir Kay, we didn't discuss it. Dragons, really? We haven't seen dragons in a thousand years. Sorry, Tom, it just slipped out. Did you even hear the first half of the riddle? Well, I guess we're never leaving the island.
Oh, come on. This isn't even one of my harder riddles. I'll give you one more guess.
Well, isn't this a magical conundrum?
What is going on here? Why haven't you two returned to shore?
Merlin, Isla, thank goodness. The tree won't let us leave until we answer a riddle.
What do you mean, the tree won't let you leave? It told you that?
Yes, it did, young lady. And it doesn't appreciate when young knights remove the flowers from its glorious branches without asking. They're enchanted with wish magic.
Oh, so this is a talking tree? Got it.
Look, great tree, you keep referring to Kay and me as knights, but only he's a knight. I'm just a blacksmith's son.
Nonsense. You must be a knight. Only the most honest and noble hearts can see the flowers on my glorious branches. To everyone else, they are invisible.
That makes no sense. I'm not a knight, and I'll never be a knight.
You have a noble heart, my friend. I know this to be true. You've persevered through harder times, and that is knightly too.
Thank you, Merlin, but we both know I'll never be a knight. Not with my leg.
Never say never, Tom. Hello, great tree. Long time no see. Will you share this riddle with me?
Merlin, you know this magical tree?
I know all magical beings.
Probably could have mentioned the whole taking a flower leads to answering a riddle or getting stuck on this island forever issue before we set off, don't you think, Merlin?
It's not the way for me to say.
Merlin, my old friend. Yes, of course. What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in a thousand years?
The answer is apparently not dragons, though it should be.
Clearly not, Kay, so please, in silence, let me stay. I need a moment's ponder. Just give me a small delay.
I've got it. It's a play on words. The answer is the letter M.
Very good, girl knight. Quite clever you are. All of you are free to leave. Tom, you may keep the magical flower with my blessing. May it bring you luck when you need it most.
Thank you, great tree.
I'm sorry I took a flower from your branches without asking.
I meant no offense.
No, Tom, it's my fault. It was my idea and I should have known better. Though I wish Merlin would have warned us.
Okay, let's get back to shore. No need to stay here anymore. All is well and lesson learned. Now it's time that we returned. Goodbye, great tree. See you soon. Hope you have a lovely afternoon.
Ah, dear Merlin. How I've missed your whimsical rhymes. Goodbye.
What happened to you all? We couldn't hear anything. Tristan and Gawain tried to swim out to you, but they couldn't get past the magical barrier.
Ha ha ha, that was my bad. Didn't realize the tree we were racing to pluck a flower from was a dryad.
What's a dryad? A talking tree?
Enchanted spirits of the trees. They're good at heart, but love to tease.
Isla saved the day. I thought I'd be cursed to remain on that island forever. Especially when Kay shouted out the wrong answer to its riddle. Hey, dragons are never the wrong answer. Merlin, how come you didn't know the answer to the riddle? I thought you were all knew it.
In wizardly silence, I deftly resigned. Gave the moment to Isla. She took it and shined.
I would still be stuck on that island without Isla's help. There must be some way I can thank you. I know. Every new knight needs a new sword. Do you have one yet?
No, I'm still using a wooden practice sword.
My father's a blacksmith and I'm learning his trade. Shall I make a sword for you?
How truly special. What a treat! A sword from Tom cannot be beat!
Tom, you don't owe me anything, but I'd be very honored to accept a sword from you.
Wait a minute, I've known you for years, and you never offered to make me a sword.
Brother, Tom just beat you fair and square in a swimming race, and your arrogance almost cursed him to remain on an island with a talking tree. Forever! Why would he make you a new sword?
Well, when you put it that way... It's okay, King Arthur. I would be happy to make a sword for Sir Kay, too. In fact, it would be an honor to make swords for all the noble knights of your round table.
We shall make a deal, then. My knights are in need of new weapons, and your father is very busy making new tools for our farmers. Can you help us by making us some new swords?
Yes. My father has taught me all he knows. I can make the finest swords in all the kingdom, I swear it.
I have no doubt, Tom. Now back to the castle for dinner, all of you.
Thanks, Pen, but I should be getting home.
We will miss you, Knight Isla, but it is getting late. Do you need an escort to bring you safely home?
Hey, wait a minute. Where is your home anyway? How did you get here? How will you get there?
Oh, pish posh, Sir Kay. Nothing you need to worry about today. Time to return home, Knight Isla, to far, far away.
Wow, I'm back. Just like that. Holy cow, that's amazing. Time really does stand still when I'm gone.
Isla, what are you doing up there?
Coming! I'm ready, Mom. Sweatshirt on and taste buds ready. By the way, I'm sorry I've been in a grumpy mood. I was upset that I didn't make the basketball team. But you're right, there are other fun sports and no one can get what they want and win all the time. Joining the swim team with Julie sounds fun.
That's great to hear, honey. I'm proud of you for finding the silver lining in all of this. I know it's not easy when things don't work out the way we want, but if you work hard, you can try for basketball again next season. Or maybe you'll discover that you actually love swimming. After all, you're a natural in the water.
Just like I'm a natural at answering tree riddles.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. Let's go. That cookie dough ice cream isn't going to eat itself.
Another day comes to a close, and now you know what Isla knows, that sometimes when our plans go wrong, something better comes along. What matters most is how we cope when things don't go the way we hope. And whether it be rain or shining, try to find the silver lining. It's the bit of good within the bad that helps you when you're feeling sad. When things are tough and hard to bear, the silver lining is always there. Until we meet again, goodbye to you. Merlin the Magnificent shall bid you all adieu.
I'm Liam Neeson. Thank you for joining our young heroine on her search for the silver lining. Isla had to make some difficult choices in this episode, but she also learned some valuable lessons along the way. Now, imagine yourself on this journey. Would you make the same choices she did, or would you choose differently? What do you think the lesson was in this week's episode? Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week for more magical adventures in our search for the silver lining.
Go, kid, go!
Whether you like to test yourself on what you know, or you're interested in learning a bunch of cool new facts, you are bound to enjoy 5 for 5 Trivia, a podcast all about trivia knowledge. Every week has a different theme, like amusement parks, creepy animals, video games, the universe, and a whole lot more. And each day, you try to get 5 for 5 right on those trivia topics, and hopefully learn something new along the way. Is a shark a fish or a mammal? Which spell does Harry Potter use most often? You can answer those questions and more on 5 for 5 Trivia. So if you're ready to challenge yourself, and give yourself a big high five for the things you know. Be sure to check out 5 for 5 Trivia, available wherever you listen to your podcasts.